Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, with information that can save your life. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to understand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary in formulating the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding health care, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. As it turns out, the combination of various assaults on our immune system is what causes symptoms which the medical mafia put into boxes and name diseases. Learning how to stop these assaults as well as how to detox those which have already occurred is what allows healing to occur on every level. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created this living hell on earth intentionally is the critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying all of your lives, especially if those psychopaths and parasites and sellouts are in your inner circle, which is the hardest reality to face. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Only acting on the truth will set you free. Just learning the truth will do nothing. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Confronting the Luciferian Jew psychopaths who call themselves Jews with their own documents, especially the Talmud, Kol Nidre, and protocols of the learned elders of Zion, is what will wake up the mind-controlled masses as to their plan to kill off and enslave what they call Goy. In fact, I hope you heard my first show on this network last week. If you did not, you can listen to the archive, because my answer to the question, what's ailing America, was truth is now called hate speech, and you will learn that this planet is now a game preserve where Goy are the game. And of course, we have to do something about that, people, because we are being massacred in huge numbers. According to the Agenda 21 of the UN, they want to kill off 95% of us. So you have to decide if you're going to let that happen, if you're going to stand by and do nothing, because your silence is consent, and you therefore will deserve whatever you get. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number is 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarley, C-A-R-L-E-Y-1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows, so if you can access me by the toll-free number, do not Skype me. I just get too many requests for contacts, and I'm trying to save as much time as I can. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 208-935-0094 or toll free at 888-747-1968. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll free number to listen to the show. On today's show, I'm going to be going solo, so you do not have to wait to the second hour. You can call in whenever you like if you have a question or comment. And I welcome questions and comments from the listeners. I love to talk to the listeners. Archives of my shows on various networks for the past few years can be accessed at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. The archives for this show will be on the main page because I do so many other shows. So you just stay on that main page, scroll down, and look for the date of the show. All shows are labeled as to the answer to the question, what's ailing America, which, as I always say, I will never run out of answers to that question, and that's why we have to shine a light on the psychopaths that are causing the problems. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourselves and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs pleural silver generator, in my opinion. If you go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, you can learn how to obtain the silver generator that I use myself personally for myself and all my pets. If you click on the testimonial section, you can see photographic documentation of how silver healed deep second degree burns in one of my clients with no scars. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is bioweapon vaccines. When I do shows on other networks, which I do pretty much every day at this point, I talk about vaccines because vaccines and the global pedophile scandal are my two major focuses, and I haven't done a show on vaccines on this network yet, so I'm going to do so today. But, like I said, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in, and that's very fine, because I love to talk to the listeners. But before I do so, a couple things I just have to mention. So many papers in front of me. I did a show this past Wednesday on the Freedomizer Network with Proof Negative. And I always do shows when I'm asked to do shows because I'm trying to wake up the masses, but this was a very discouraging show because it basically showed me how many people are still out there saying, love, love's going to save the world. Just send out love. Love your predator. Love your psychopath. Love your parasite. Love the people killing you. I can't get this. And it was a very frustrating two-hour show. I stayed on the show just to show that I can, you know, endure total torture. But for any of you that believe that you can love your parasite, love your predator, love the people that have no conscience, I don't know what to tell you except for it's not working because it's getting darker every day. In fact, on December 5th, just a couple of days ago, our corrupt Congress, those traitors in the District of Criminals, by a vote of 98-0, passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which Barack Obama, who is a Jew, by the way, he has a Jew mother, had initially put his stamp of approval on. Now, 98-0, senators have approved it. They couldn't get around to that fiscal cliff thing before they went home on yet another vacation, but they did manage to get a vote on this little factoid problem that we have, where basically Americans are viewed as the terrorists, and they can kill us, you know, basically incarcerate us, do whatever they want. And it was very funny, actually, that the two abstentions were Senator Rockefeller. Now, he's one of the criminal elite, so I guess, you know, he's trying to pretend he's a good guy because he didn't vote for this. Of course, he didn't vote against it. He just abstained. And then some Illinois Senator Kirk also abstained. So this is one of the things they managed to do before they went home. If you don't know what the National Defense Authorization Act is, you better check it out. You know, because any of you that are still, you know, waving those Republican, Democrat flags, you are idiots. Okay, if you really believe there's an aisle, if you really believe that they are not all on the same page working for Israel, it's so obvious it's not even funny. And in fact, I talked about this on my show last week. And in fact, I also wrote a newsletter about this. If you don't already know, if you're not signed up for it, if you go to the ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com website, go to the link section, go to the bottom. I am one of the contributors of the American Survival Newsletter, and I write a column for this newsletter every week. And last week's contribution was in regards to how telling the truth is now called hate speech. Now, this article was actually published, and this was, of course, a test. I wanted to see if this article would be published, because if it was not, I would have had a problem with that as well. But in fact, you have to realize who the psychopaths are that are controlling the world, are causing all the problems that we have. And if you go to my archives on the lightofdayradioshow.com and, you know, scroll down and look for the date of last week's show where my topic was, you know, truth now being called hate speech, you will actually come across the archive for that show as well as the newsletter I wrote about that show, which has very important links that you can access, where you can actually learn who the predators are. Now, as I always say, with a show titled What's Ailing America, I will never run out of answers to that question. And the problem is, so what do? We have a tree of evil. It's got a root, it's got branches, it's got leaves, it's got berries on the leaves. We can keep chopping at the branches till the cows come home. But unless we're allowed to expose the root, we are never going to change anything. And the root are the Jews, as they admit in their own documents. And I discussed this on last week's show. I really suggest you listen to that archive, which is on the archive for the station, as well as the lightofdayradioshow.com. And check out the links that I have from my document from the newsletter that is also posted on the lightofdayradioshow.com. You know, the Talmud, Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, all kinds of different documents. The Kol Nidre, their documents, okay? To quote their documents is not hate speech. It's basically reporting the news, okay? And this is a very important thing that people have to realize. And in fact, it was really quite hilarious. OrionTalkRadio.com, which I resigned from a couple of weeks ago based on their new no hate speech policy, which, as I said, is hilarious, sent out an email to their hosts, basically defining libel and slander. Let me just tell you what the definition is. And this is something that was sent, as I said, to the Orion hosts as the last page of the Orion host guidelines, which there were no Orion host guidelines until Maggie Rodden and myself resigned from that show on air a week ago, Monday. Okay. And this is what Jim Berryman, the manager of OrionTalkRadio.com, is informing his hosts. Libel is a written statement in which a plaintiff in certain courts sets forth the cause of action or the relief sought. A statement or representation published without just cause, intending to expose another to public contempt. without just cause. Slander, the utterance of false charges. Okay, so we can stop right there. Because by what these people admit to in their own documents, they are not humans. In fact, in my newsletter, Truth is Now Labeled Hate Speech, I actually quote from the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion that is claimed to be a fraud. And in fact, you can actually get a documentary titled The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which is the Jews' attempt to respond to it, but it's pretty hilarious, actually, because, of course, they can't prove it a fraud because everything in there is happening right now. But as I said, the last sentence of the 10th Protocol states the following. It is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation, by the inoculation of diseases, so that us goy see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty in money and in all else. Now, first of all, calling us goy, that sounds to be a little nasty to me. What the heck is a goy? Well, as you dig further, you find out it's basically a beast, no better than cattle. You know, that's what the Jews consider us. But it was that special little segment in there that said they want to utterly exhaust humanity that really woke me up, because they're separating themselves from humanity. Why would they do that? They're admitting they're not human. Well, you find the answer to that in many different places, but especially the book The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, because as it turns out, Jesus stated, and this is revealed in Revelation 2:9, and it starts on page 9 of the book, listen to what God's word reveals. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. You see, Jews are the bloodline of the devil. Okay? The synagogue of Satan, the serpent seed line, Cain, Esau, Edom, there's different names for it. That's why they don't have a conscience, you see. And you cannot give a conscience to someone that has no conscience. That there is no magic, you know, potion to do that. And there's all kinds of different things I mention in my newsletter that followed my show last week. If you go to the Light of Day Radio Show.com, click on Dr. Carly Archives, scroll down to my show from last week, which was, what, 12-1, and you'll see the document there. You can load it, archive it, download it. Truth is Now Labeled Hate Speech. Click on it, access some of these very important resources, especially the Talmud tidbits. Jews may rob and kill non-Jews. A Jew may have sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. I guess that's why the global pedophilia scandal continues, why 800,000 children go missing from this country every year, being raped, tortured, and sacrificed, because it's all in the Talmud, you see? And they run the world, okay? And the best thing, Libby David 37 is where it says to communicate with a goy about our religious relations would be equal to the killing of all Jews, because if the goy knew what we teach about them, they would kill us openly. And then there's another link to the Intifada Palestine.com website, where there's so many, you know, documentations of different things that these monsters have quoted, it will rattle your brain, okay? But especially where Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says on October 3, 2001, "Don't worry about the American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control Americans, and the Americans know it." And then, of course, to make matters worse, we had the Congress passing H.R. 4133 that binds the U.S. to Israel and their war agenda and protects them from the U.N. should the U.N. Security Council resolve to hold them accountable to their crimes, for their crimes against humanity. See, that's why the Palestinians are getting a seat at the table, although it's in the back row, where they could possibly bring charges of crimes against humanity against these psychopathic monsters, is a problem. But our tax dollars and our traitors will be standing with the monsters. And that's what you have to face. If that's okay with you, then just keep doing what you're doing. Remembering, as I said at the beginning, that on 12/5, these monsters in our Senate passed 98-0, the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. Check it out for yourselves, folks. You know, I'm getting so tired of trying to wake up the brain-dead, fluoridated, aspartame vaccinated, psychotropically drug-controlled monsters, or morons, whatever, in our population. As I said, when I did this show Wednesday on Freedomizer Radio, Proof Negative, and one of the hosts kept on telling me, "Well, all we need is love. All we need is love. Don't you see? That's how they're basically keeping you under their control while they're laughing all the way to the mass graves that they're creating as they decrease our population by 95%. Do you think loving these monsters, praying for these monsters, forgiving these monsters, you think it's going to do a darn thing? Well, how's it working for you so far? That's all I ask. And all I can hope is that those of you who don't have the backbone to stand up and protect yourselves and your families from these psychopaths which are controlling our world, I hope that you get to experience personally what they're capable of. Because perhaps that will wake you up. And if not, you won't be breathing my oxygen. That is my new way of thinking of these things. I'm tired of people who do not care about what these monsters are doing, because I've been at the receiving end, and most people that have been at the receiving end to the degree that I have would have been gone long ago. It's not easy to keep breathing when they sacrifice your child, satanically, ritually abuse your child, take everything you have, torture you day and night, try to kill you. And then the people around you are saying, "Well, we have to forgive them, and we have to send them love." There's no words, people. But I keep on trying to wake up those who know what's going on in hopes, because that's all we can do. I will never give up. I'm not going to take myself out. If they kill me, I go on vacation. But I will never stop. At this point, it's basically, there's no good words for it. Except for justice. You can call it revenge. Some people tell me I'm bitter. Payback. Yeah, it's all these things when you try to make up for what's been done because you try to do the right thing. I guess that's why more people don't try to do the right thing, because this is the way it is. But anyways, I wanted to talk about vaccines on the show today, because this is just my second show on this network, and I haven't talked about vaccines yet. But of course, let me remind you that the last sentence of the 10th Protocol of Zion has inoculation of diseases in capital letters. And so, of course, this is a very important way that they are trying to kill us in mass numbers. The Agenda 21 of the UN, of course, says that they want to kill us off by 95%. And vaccines are a very important way that they're doing so. Vaccines are bioweapons. If you go to my website, drcarley.com, that website has to be redone. But at the top of that site, I do give the definition of bioweapons, weapons of mass destruction. Read that definition. You will realize that vaccines are weapons of mass destruction, which was an amazing thing to me because I've been calling vaccines weapons of mass destruction for many years. In fact, on my website, drcarley.com, you can access my paper, Inoculations, The True Weapons of Mass Destruction, which I wrote, I think it was in 2005, but I do update it occasionally. Haven't updated it in a while because now I have to just update it into a book because I have so much proof of this fact. But I'm just got too many, you know, fish on the fryer in order to get all the things done that I have to do. But in fact, vaccines are bioweapons. And this is something that you have to face. It's a very important fact. In fact, if you get the book, Lab 257, and this was written by Michael Christopher Carroll, and you turn to page, let's see, 219, this is chapter 414, The Homeland, this is what it says in this book, which is primarily about the disturbing story of the government's secret Plum Island Germ Laboratory. This is what the author, Michael Christopher Carroll, says. 65-year-old Dr. David L. Huxell, who was appointed Plum Island's director in June 2000, made the following statement. I have to just combine some sentences from the next two pages. Huxell served after the 1991 Persian Gulf War on three UN biological warfare inspection teams in Iraq, leading two of them. And this is what he said. The plant that would produce biological agents for weapons purposes may not look too different from the plant that produces biological agents for vaccine purposes. If you're going to dump chemical agents on a significant portion of Long Island, you have to have tons of this stuff. In the case of biological agents, you can measure what you need for the same area on Long Island in kilograms, not tons. That's because you can disseminate them in an aerosol and spread them over a huge distance. If you didn't get that, please rewind the archive and listen to that again. Because this book is all about Plum Island's secret germ laboratory. Now, Plum Island is where Lyme's disease came from. Obviously, it was being made in Plum Island. And then, either by mistake or intentionally, they released it on the surrounding population. And now Lyme's disease is a problem all over the world. But you see, Dr. Huxell is basically stating that vaccine companies are no different than bioweapons companies. And this is self-evident, because vaccines are bioweapons. Because they're making the bugs that they're telling you are so dangerous that you need to be protected. And then through mind control and neurolinguistic programming, they're talking you into getting them injected into yourself. And this is supposed to protect you. I mean, if it wasn't so heinous, this would be like an excellent cartoon. It's actually quite amazing how stupid people are, that they would say, yeah, sign me up. And my answer to that is, okay, if you think that's going to protect you, get an IV bag, fill it full of viruses, and walk around being infused with viruses 24/7. If just a few injections are supposed to protect you, then getting a constant infusion should be the ultimate in health. In fact, just lay down on your bed and be infused with biological weapons day in and day out. That's the best protection. Sometimes you have to bring it to the, you know, ridiculous level in order to get people's attention. But this is, in fact, what's going on. And as they're developing more and more tweaked viruses, in fact, I have a document from the Wistar Institute, which has been given $500,000 to develop an aerosol weaponized rabies virus that they'll call a vaccine, and it's weaponized, so that means it's going to cause cannibalism, and I'm sure they're already spraying it in chemtrails. So this is another thing you're paying for, and this is, I'm sure, a major reason why places all over the United States are getting people that end up eating people becoming cannibals. These are not zombies. They're not the undead. These are cannibals. And they're calling them zombies, you know, to try to confuse you, you know, get you to watch those zombie movies, and you see the people come out of the graves, and they move very slow, and you're thinking, oh, that's no problem. They're very slow. I can take care of them. We're talking cannibals, people. And when there's no food on the shelves, you know, as we've just seen with the Hurricane Sandy situation, which was, of course, induced by her, by the government, another false flag, environmental attack. I've written documents on that as well and done shows on that. Check out the archives. But even on Thanksgiving, on Black Friday, when you see the people stampeding into Walmart so they can buy that flat-screen TV, what do you think's going to happen when they're starving, when there's no food on the shelves because it's yet another false flag attack that it's happened? Do you think that? I hear the music. That is NC Trillion, Say No to the Vaccine. You gotta hear that song. It's on Sheldon's website under my archives. We'll be back in a moment. Please call in if you have any comments or questions. I just love that song, NC Trillion, Say No to the Vaccine. Check it out on YouTube. It's the best song I've ever heard on vaccines. And today our answer to what's ailing America is bioweapon vaccines in a planetary game preserve where goy are the game. And I love to talk to listeners. That's why occasionally I will do shows by myself so I can bring you on and hear your comments and questions. And we have Steve on the line from Texas. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I am. Hi, Carly.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good deal. Hey, actually, I've been listening to you for a while now on a couple of the different networks, and I'm quite interested in what happened and trying to get it clear what you were saying about Maggie Rodden's show. She had a show on Oracle, or not on Orion, is that correct?
We both had a show on Orion, and we resigned together on Monday. I think it was 2 weeks ago from the coming Monday. I don't have the exact date in front of me.
And it was because of an email that they sent out limiting...
No, it was because of a post they put on their homepage where they were now going to have a no hate speech policy. They did not email that to us.
Okay,
they just told us that. And I had subbed for her on the Friday before, and I was talking about the Colmid, the Colnidre and the Calmid and other things. And I ended up with one whole hour of dead air. And so that led to us checking out what the heck's going on. And that's when we find out that they have basically, you know, decided to lick the boots of their Jewish masters. So now alternative media is being infected with these psychopaths, just like the mainstream media is.
Is that kind of systemic right now in the alternate media broadcasting arena? Because, like you've been on a few different networks. Have you seen that happen before?
Well, I resigned from These Changing Times Radio just a week before that for the same reason. It seems to be getting worse and worse. I will leave it up to the listeners to decide for themselves what networks are allowing the truth to be spoken, because, as I said, if you're basically quoting from their own documents, you know, to call this hate speech is ridiculous. There are certain well-known broadcasters who talk about Nazis instead of talking about the real bad guys. But, you know, what I always tell people is don't believe anything I say, check it out for yourself. Because until people make their own determinations, they're not going to know the truth. This belief thing is being used against us.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, I've appreciated your show for a long time. It's wonderful hearing your voice on the Micro Effect. Thanks,
Charlie.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. I appreciate that call, and like I said, I love to talk to the listeners. That's how I know that I'm giving the information in a way that you can discern the truth, because as I said, see, if somebody had told me 20 years ago what I'm telling you now, I would have called you a whack job, because I had no clue. I was just as naive as many people are today. That's what allows me to have some degree of patience, although it's waning a little thin, because obviously, you know, they're ramping up their agenda. Especially I love when I go to the grocery store in my neighborhood, if I'm in the mood, because I'm not often in the mood anymore. It's just too hard to deal with idiots. But occasionally I will, you know, talk to somebody, especially if I'm in the parking lot, if it's a high-level chemtrail day, and I will point to the chemtrails, and I will ask a person, you know, what are those funny lines in the sky? And more recently, I'm finding they won't even look up. And so that tells me they know there's something bad up there, but they don't want to know. You see, they prefer to be ostriches. Or as I said when I was on this radio show on Wednesday, on Negative Proof, Freedomizer Radio, and these people kept saying, well, we just have to love them and send them positive frequencies and all the rest of it. I have been dealing with psychopaths for 15 years when I started telling the truth. They come out of the net, they come out of the closet, whatever. They come right into your face. And so I know that you cannot love them. That's not going to change a darn thing. People have to decide, are we going to protect ourselves and our families, or are we going to allow ourselves to be killed and pay for it on top of it? Especially the men. The men are supposed to be the protectors. Now, they're being feminized with plastics and pesticides and being told to watch the game and getting distracted and all those things. But one thing that does uplift me is that I'm getting more and more calls from fathers who want to protect their children from vaccines, and the mothers are the ones who are saying, well, let's just do what the state tells us to do. So the fathers somehow are getting their protective instincts energized, and that's a good thing, because the fathers, that's their job, you know, and of course the mothers are supposed to protect their children as well, but so many people have been hoodwinked and are just basically being told, especially if they have people in their family who are in the medical community. If you have a doctor or a nurse in your family and you start talking about not vaccinating your child, you're going to have a very uncomfortable holiday season. So you have to develop a backbone and do the right thing, no matter what it takes. And that's what I encourage you to do. But like I said, don't believe me. Check things out for yourself. I started doing this work. My son's going to be 17 in February. although I haven't seen him for over a decade. I don't even know if he's still alive. But what woke me up in terms of the vaccines thing is that I believe the vaccine propaganda. He got all his vaccines, and I realized he had become brain damaged. And I went looking, and I find out about homeopathy, and I reversed his brain damage, and I ended up with a different child. And that's when I said to myself, oh, my God. They did not only tell us about homeopathy because it actually works, but they didn't tell us about what vaccines really do because the vaccines had caused all these problems. You see, once you reverse the problem, which is what I teach people how to do, and you end up with a different child, then there's nobody that can tell you that it wasn't the vaccines because you actually did something to detox the vaccines. And then you ended up with a normal child. Ergo, the vaccines caused it. But you see, it's not just neurological damage. It's all of internal medicine. And this is the horror of which I have had to face. Because I was from a very poor family. I had nobody in my family that went beyond high school. Nobody to make a phone call for me to get into medical school. I did it all on my own with my brain. And I thought this was the best thing. You know, I was going to become a doctor. It was my dream. And then I become a doctor, and I see them killing people, experimenting on people, committing research fraud. That's when I left the club back in the early 90s. But that was before my son was brain damaged from vaccines. When that happened, and I started researching this, biggest lie in medicine. I mean, in history, you know, the Holocaust is the biggest lie. As Deanna Spingola calls it, the Hollow Hoax, and Zion Crime Factory, and others, who I will have on this show to talk about that subject in history, that we've been lied to about everything. But in medicine, it's the inoculation that are the biggest lie we've ever been told. And when I started down that black hole, and I've been researching this for 15 years, and I keep saying I hope to have my book out soon. Unfortunately, I keep coming out with more proof and more proof. The hardest part is to edit it, because to publish a book about what vaccines actually do, proof in their own words, their own scientific experiments, which I have been able to find by very diligent research, vaccines cause every disease in internal medicine. Not just people, but in pets as well. It is the biggest cause of disease in history, vaccine-induced diseases. Okay, it's the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. That is what I've had to face. Now, thankfully, I've developed a protocol to reverse all these vaccine-induced diseases in people and pets. And, of course, I've suffered a very big penalty for doing so. But I'm never going to stop until they finally do succeed at killing me, at which time I'll go on vacation. I have no fear of these monsters because they've already taken everything I have. But I know what they're doing, and I know that they know what they're doing. And the calls that I get every day from all over the world, we now have two-year-olds having heart attacks, strokes. I had the mother of a child on my show a few weeks ago, which is on my archives, talking about her child that got the H1N1 vaccine in 2009, was one of 34 children that got so-called meningitis, although obviously it was a vaccine-induced encephalitis. 30 of 34 people in Tulsa, Oklahoma died, little children. They just denied the vaccine, you know, obvious cause. The children got the vaccine. They ended up very, very sick. 30 of them ended up dead. Her child ended up having to get all his fingers, both legs, and his nose amputated. And still, they denied it was from the vaccine. You see, it was just a coincidence. when we're talking vaccine-induced problems, we have all these coincidences. We had another mother come on that show, Lindsay Felton, whose child got vaccines and was dead within 12 hours. And yet, it was just a coincidence. They were considering whether they should charge her with murder because she was a mom who would sleep with her infant because she was breastfeeding the infant. And so they were trying to, you know, state that she must have rolled over on the child. Although she'd been sleeping with him for 4 months, breastfeeding him. It was only the day that he got the vaccine that he ended up dead. But, you see, we have all these coincidences. And I also had on a show recently a police officer from Australia by the name of Chris Savage, who actually stood up. He was a police officer that realized that the children dying in homes were dying after their vaccines. And so since he had had vaccine-induced problems himself after getting a hepatitis B vaccine forced on him because he was a police officer and getting very sick from that, and he said, oh, these vaccines aren't really that good. And then when they started calling him to parents' homes to investigate deaths of babies, and he would kind of ask him on the side, did your child get vaccines recently? Of course, the answer was always yes. He realized that the vaccines were killing the children. And when he started bringing this up, he was fired. And then, as it turns out, the journalist I work with in the UK, Christina England, has actually gotten evidence that the coroners are also instructed to not mention vaccines in the autopsy results of a dead child. Now, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know how many of you are going to have to live this horror yourselves. I don't know. But I will keep on telling the truth, what I have found, what I know, what I have documented in my research, because I don't talk about anything I can't prove. You can continue to do nothing. What I've realized is that most people don't give a crap about anybody else. If it happens to them, then they're crying and whining and they want everybody to help them. But if it happens to your neighbor or somebody else, basically it's like, gee, I'm glad that didn't happen to me. Well, guess where that attitude's going to get you? It's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, I do hope that you will have the backbone and the strength to survive, because it's a very difficult thing. I know, because I'm one of those people that they've come after with a vengeance. But I just continue to let you know what's going on, what's ailing America and the world, who's behind it, and, you know, you're going to have to decide for yourself what you're going to do about it. The very least you should be doing is telling others. Of course, many of them won't listen. My own family doesn't listen to me. The White Coats have killed both my parents, and now they're killing my younger sister, who got her breast chopped off for breast cancer after I told her that mammograms caused breast cancer. But, of course, she didn't listen to me, and now they're killing her with chemo and radiation. And one of these days I'll get a call that she's dead, and we'll say, okay, well, that's what I told her would happen. But, you know, basically, either you're going to wake up and face fact and check things out for yourself, or you're going to die. Because that's Agenda 21 in your face. 95% of you are going to die. That's what they want. You see, and what's really amazing is that the people that have determined who's going to die are the ultimate psychopaths. If those people die, then we can bring out all the technology to clean the air, clean the earth, clean the oceans, reverse diseases, because these technologies already exist. A free energy Tesla technology has existed for over 100 years. But, of course, the Rockefellers and all the oil producers don't want you to know that. So who are they to decide who's going to die? You know, where did that get put up for a vote, people? Check out Agenda 21 for Dummies, because Agenda 21 in itself, just like all of these documents, it's massive. But if you check out Agenda 21 for Dummies, if you research that on the internet, that's like in a shortened version that you can handle and to find out what that document actually says. And then, of course, if you don't believe it once you read it, because you're going to say, how could this be true? That will lead you into the actual document in which you can, you know, hunt for those very important provisions that will show you that they want to kill off 95% of us. I should just keep saying that for like a half hour. They want to kill off 95% of us. Do you care about that? You're paying for your own murder, people. Is that a problem?